You know, we've got our post-Olympic gold medal hangover for the United States. It really was a banner haul. And I know the Russians had some people not there. I think this was destined to be the Olympics of the Americas, South America, that is, but it certainly was a North American haul with the United States. And we love a winner. But, you know, I think there's something even more unique about our – this is my take on American psyche. We love a winner here. We love someone to achieve. Then we love to tear them down. And then we love it when they get back up on their feet, dust themselves off, and say, I'm going for it again. We really love that. And that's just, to me, I think that's something uniquely American in our psyche. But what makes us want to knock down winners to begin with? You know who knows about this? You know who's going to talk to us about this? I do. It's our good friend from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, the eminent Dr. John Braccio. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And yes, I do certainly run into a lot of this in my work and in life, and just like you do. I think that what happens is people look at winners,
yeah,
and one thing they notice, they work harder, okay, they keep going, they don't seek the easy way out, they sacrifice, they know what they want to be their best, they have fun with success, they don't blame others when they have a defeat, they learn from it, and they move forward, and you know, those are traits that, unfortunately, many, many people don't have. As a result, people often are jealous and will find fault, like, oh, they work too hard, or they have too much commitment to that, or they just think they're so special. And that's really unfortunate. It's kind of like this quote from Carrie Fisher, that resentment is like drinking poison, waiting for the other person to die. I think there is a lot of
I'm not laughing at the die part, but that's, you know, the twist on words. That's wonderful. It's very good.
I do really feel there's a lot of jealousy. On the other hand,
sure,
people do like redemption. Then if someone does fall, like we have, unfortunately, you know, the swimmer right now, who definitely has got himself in doo-doo by, he gets drunk, apparently, he does some vandalism, and then
he's in some deep doo-doo, Doc.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's losing all his support, you know, the people that are paying him.
Yeah, so zero disappears off that bottom line per day. It's been bad.
But I also think that Ryan Lochte, if he can come out of this and be contrite and learn from it, he can be certainly a better person, and hopefully he can get some legitimacy back. I think people have an opportunity to do something bad, foolish, outrageous, and if they work hard at coming back, they can succeed. But I think at a bigger level, I've always been amazed how the winners, how often people can find fault. They may at times be, you know, they love them, they may care for them, they may respect them. But when I was growing up, no one really liked the Yankees unless you were a Yankee. Okay. And during the run of the Boston Red Sox or the LA Lakers, people like winners, but they resent them too because they may feel some inadequacy in themselves. And I do feel the main thing is that we really can't do that. Like Theodore Roosevelt made the comment that comparison is the thief of joy, and that Wayne Gerald Trotman made the point that envy suggests inferiority. And I think a lot of that's really true. Or Rumi, the philosopher, if you will, fortunate is he who does not carry envy as a companion. So I think that what we want to do is enjoy champions, enjoy people that really do the very best they can. And by the way, many of us can do this. I don't want to make it sound like everyone doesn't do that. But it just seems that there's a lot of envy and a lot of jealousy and a lot of, oh, well, I could have done that if I wanted to give up more. Who does that person think they are? So I think what we really need to be doing is kind of enjoy the work, the hard workers, the achievers, celebrate with them, and try to do the same. Try to be always the best that we can be and recognize when others sacrifice and do good work. But it is a human trait, I think, Dave, often to want to minimize, at least to some degree, the success of others. Hopefully that doesn't happen all the time, and I think hopefully the Olympics were a time that that wasn't true. Certainly, I think most of us as Americans were enjoying not only the great acts of
sure
the Americans, but also the other competitors who could dislike the Jamaicans and all their runners,
well,
the Ethiopian. I mean, yeah, quite a day.
So what's your take on my very amateur analysis, which is, as a culture, we like to build up winners. We like to see them brought down to size. And then we definitely like to see them put it back in our eye and get back up and go forward again. We dig that. Does that ring true to you?
I think in a lot of cases that's really true, because when people, we love heroes, but we also seem to live in an age where we look for the faults of heroes, and then when they're kind of brought down to size, we then are willing to forgive and put them back on the pedestal, at least near it, when they do go out and overcome what we saw was arrogance, or call it, you know, whatever we will. So, yeah, I would think there's a lot of truth there. I think there's a little basic part, though, at a little different level, that there is a basic trait in humans to often envy what someone else can do that we can't do, as opposed to focusing on what maybe we can do and not be comparing and competing, you know, with others. Because I do feel that, you know, the one Rumi quote, "The fortunate is he who does not carry envy as a companion." And I think there's really a lot of truth to that. We ought to celebrate the success and achievement of others, and if anything, figure what we might do to have the same level of skill, and figure out what the commitment is and see if we're really willing to do that if we want to. But regardless, always celebrate when people achieve and work hard and have success.
Yeah, and if they're and that you've been around, you know, we all share this mortal coil for just a bit, that you've been around to see it. I mean, I'm not the biggest LeBron James fan in the world, but I've become more appreciative of his abilities, his skills, based on what he did when he left, came back to Cleveland, won it all. You know, I feel a little bit privileged to be around to see a player of that magnitude achieve, kind of knock down and back up to the heights again. It's kind of cool.
You know, and that's really a very good example of the 3 points you were making, because, sure, he left, went to Miami, which had enormous success.
Vilified.
But he wanted to go back home to his area where they felt he had left them and had betrayed them, if you will. And then he came back and just had an astonishing success this year by winning the NBA championship. It was hard not to have some tears to when we all watched that great success. Yeah, that was definitely a return, if you will, of the champion native back to the home area.
And you still see some people at some point rooting against him and then kind of coming around in the end and being good with it all. I just, you know, that kind of caught up a lot of different angles of that in my mind this past early summer. DrJohnB.com is the website where you find all the podcasts here. Good stuff here. Why do we knock down winners and why do we want to take them down? Does envy have something to do with it? Well, it certainly does. Not a good thing overall, but it's something to ponder, and that's what we do here with these segments. Regional Psychological Services. Our good friend Dr. John Braccio, always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful day and week.
One last thought.
Sure.
Wilt Chamberlain wrote a book called No One Cries for Goliath. How does that sound? So I'm mentioning that sometimes you get good so no one's going to worry and worry about you if you're too good. Now, only Wilt Chamberlain might have written that book, by the way.
I get that, but I promise you, on the way back to the palace, somebody said, well, that David, he got the slingshot, but he's not that special. I could have done that. You know, I promise you there was somebody conspiring behind David, too. It is just human nature. Good to talk to you,
my
friend.
Very good, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. This is 1320 WILS.